Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi, wait a minute before we go any further. Was that a train I heard in the background? Or I'm not 100% sure.
I thought it was your colon that I was trying to denoise. No,
I thought I heard a train in the background. Oh. I didn't know if it may be the Pants Off Express. Oh, excuse me. Or was that a to hoist you to Walter Reed? Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone.
Are you having a spell?
No, I'm pretty sure my neighbor is filming Star Wars in his bedroom next door.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all,
floor is vibrating.
Sort of Bell's palsy syndrome or something.
No, my floor is vibrating. Good Lord, have mercy. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 5th of October, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetria. I'm never going to see her again. Pardon. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How's everyone doing? With me today is the person who... Really, we shouldn't even bother with the video because I can't see you because of all the windows. So it's... No, I just have too many windows open. I can't actually see your photo. Y'all, it's Big Fatty.
Hi,
Big Fatty. Let's see if I can make it a little smaller
way,
so I can see you.
Go ahead. Keep going. Oh, by the way, I've heard that you have a lot to talk about.
Not as much as I would like, but you know, there have been some things that have happened this week that we need to say.
Well, there have been. Hear that your gas bubbles are separating.
They're multiplying, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Multiplying, okay.
Yeah.
So they're like rabbits, you know, like Miss Bacon's rabbits, you know, all they do is multiply.
Poor Miss Bacon. Yeah, I have 2 more weeks of gas bubbles, according to the internet. So
now, will you know when you're done with gas bubbles as you sit in the tub and nothing bubbles up? Oh, excuse me.
So, funny story about that. I was out and about earlier today.
And, oh, yes.
I have been eating healthy again. I took a little break. But for the last couple of weeks...
You just got lots louder. But that's okay.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Well, I couldn't hear you before. I can hear you now. Is that noise reduction that you...
No, you're not hearing any of that. Anyway, it's probably because automatically adjust the volume is turned on for Zoom for you. But anyway, I was out and about earlier, and, you know, I was minding my own business.
Wait a minute. I get a textimonium. I am out at the grocerarium, and I just about sharted myself.
Well,
are you available to record today?
Right. Well, it was the reminder I needed that I needed to talk to you.
By sharting yourself?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Lovely.
And so I pulled up to the Harris Teeter, and I said, oh, I've been eating very healthy. And you know, that makes you gassy when you eat very healthy.
You said you pulled up to the Harris Teeter?
I did. Gonna need to levelate that one.
That one's gonna need to be levelated, yes.
Yeah, I pulled up to the Harris Teeter. For some reason, all of my sound effect. Oh, no, they haven't. Huh. Anyway, we just haven't used that in a while, I guess, since the new computer. But I pulled up, and I was getting out of the car.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You forgot. Oh, shit. Okay.
And I said...
Wait, is it just playing sound effects on its own now?
Right. Basically.
Does it hear us say words about cars? And right. Okay.
So I said, I better just release some of this gas before I crop dust someone in the teeter, you know. And, you know, I always park at the end of the parking lot because people out there, they will. If there is one thing about the jalopy that I don't know if you know this or not, everyone loves to slam their doors into it. It is covered in door dings.
I know. I used to park beside you.
Well, that's where those red ones came from on the passenger side. But yeah, on the driver's side, it's full of white door dings. And I park at the end of my parking lot, whatever. So I was walking towards the store, and I thought I was going to get a little... but instead, I had a little...
Uh-huh.
And
now,
I said...
Did you turn around and go back and get the bath sheet out of your... out of your trunk and just do a little cleanup?
Well, I wasn't sure.
Did you stick your finger down your pants and just
basically
just to make sure it wasn't too gooey?
You notice I just took a shower.
And then you looked at your finger and wiped it I can tell you haven't had a shower.
No, I just took a shower.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So the answer to your question.
Did yourself.
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I came home and took a shower.
But you still did the grocery shopping.
Yes, because I didn't realize it at that point. I was committed. So I did not finish my errands. I'm going to go back out after we record the little show.
Basically, you walk through the store
covered in my own shit.
The manager walked up to you and said, "Sir, you're dripping shit all up and down the aisles, and it's
basically
showing you're going the wrong direction on these aisles."
Right. Right. Except in my Harris Teeters in Dorchester County, they don't do that. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So. So that was my day. So, yeah.
Now, I did hear on I've Got Nothing to Say that you're heading out to the old PS.
Whether it's by Jalopy or Delta Jet, we are not yet sure.
Okay.
Because, you know, exploding eye syndrome. So, I was going to talk about that. So, my calendar's closed.
Let's talk
about
it.
Yeah. So, you know, Extra Special Chris just closed
I
on his
house.
I
know him. He loves the turkey sound, doesn't he?
He does love a good turkey gobble. But,
okay.
The house was a vacation rental. So he bought it fully furnished. He basically showed up with his clothes and his pots.
Wait a minute. He bought a house?
Yeah. He moved to Palm Springs. So.
Oh, I didn't know he moved.
Oh, yeah. So,
I saw that he was going to Palm Springs, but I just thought it was a little, as Scotty would say, a holiday.
Well, it was. The first time he went, well, he'd been before, but he went down in June or July. A friend of ours, bought a house and said, "You're welcome to use it anytime." So since he could drive and it was a private house with a pool, he didn't have to be around people, he went. And he realized he really liked Palm Springs. And then he started looking at property values and they were like a third of what they were in San Francisco. So...
doesn't mean they're cheap, though.
No. So we called a realtor that week, and they went and looked at a bunch of houses, and he ended up buying it sight unseen.
Oh.
They did not find anything while he was out there. This came on the market, or pre-market, and it was a good deal because the sellers, they lived somewhere else. It was a vacation rental for them. They weren't familiar with the Palm Springs real estate market. Neither was their agent, it turns out.
Oh.
And so he got a steal of a deal on it. But part of the deal was they didn't want any of the furniture or the shit that was in it. So he just bought it fully furnished. So he closed on Wednesday. So on Tuesday, the movers packed him up in San Francisco. He drove down that night. I think he made it to like L.A. or... Burbank or somewhere, because it was so late. The next morning, he met the movers at his storage unit. He had rented down there. They put all of his shit in storage in Palm Springs. And he and his suitcase and wine went and picked up the keys to his house. So, yeah, I'm sure he appreciates me telling all of his business on the little show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very cool, like,
it's not like he'll ever hear it.
Right. Very good. I obviously was, he was sharing pictures with me during the, like, looking at it, and I was criticizing things that I saw that he was going to need to spend money on or, you know, whatever. Because I was like, let's be honest, you got to change the curtains and you end up with new windows. So it's going to be a very expensive whatever. But
he's not afraid of that.
Right. He's not afraid of some work. And so, sight unseen, he bought this house. He did, after he put it under contract, he did go down for a couple of nights and just take a look at it and have a home inspection. So, yes, you've already eaten, so shut the fuck up.
Now, let me ask this question.
So, yeah.
Does it have the old cement pond?
It does, and a hot tub, yes.
Okay.
So,
you know, Burns, you know, old Cricket Head, he's wanting a hot tub, a built-in hot tub and cement pond, but, you know, nobody will talk to him about it.
Right. Well, that's all I can say. But yeah, so Chris has been doing some home projects. He's been very busy with work, but he's been doing some home projects this week, trying to fix all the deferred maintenance and things from, you know, vacation rentals and no one paying attention. So,
well, nobody cares about a vacation rental.
Right. And so all that stuff. But I was talking to a podcaster who shall remain nameless, who said, when are you going? Because I'm going to be there the second weekend in November. And I was like, funny, I was looking at those dates. So going to be going out on November 13th and staying for about a week, probably a week to 10 days.
Well, let's see, podcaster that'll be in.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I know it's impossible to figure out who it is, but and then I have just this morning, I spoke to that Stevie B.
Right.
And
he heard you were coming and he immediately left town.
Right. But he'll be back. And so he agreed.
Well, that was poor timing, wasn't it?
I know. So he's agreed
Do you know Ant?
I know an Ant, but aren't there two? Because there's Ant that used to live in San Jose.
That's the Bay one.
Area. That Ant. Okay, yeah. We've met at Macworld a few times.
Ant lives in Palm Springs.
Oh, great. Well, I probably won't see him then.
Okay, great. All right.
But
if Ant wanted to get in touch with you, he could send an e-letter to
meh@theLFC.online.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, so I'm going to, I was talking to Chris and unnamed podcaster, and I said, look, I have 18 days of vacation left to use this year. So,
sound like me.
Yeah. I was like, cause you know, we didn't take time off and whatever. So I said, look, there's no reason. I mean, it's right now. The reason being extra special, Chris will want me out of his house. That, you know, if there's a reason for me to leave. But yes, I'm going to go out for a week or 10 days.
Well, maybe you can just stay in the East Wing.
That's true. But the catch is, will he give me an alarm code so I can use the pool while he's working?
No.
Okay. No. See, I didn't think so. But you know what else, Big Fatty?
Tell me.
Big Fatty, it's time for the quiz program of Palooza.
Okay.
Where I'm going to play you a little bit of a theme song from a quiz program or TV show. Right. And we're going to see how sadsies you are. Like, if you just know all of the obscure things, or if you mostly just know a few obscure things and tell us you know everything. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
All right. Well, this week's theme, and this is a difficult one.
Okay.
It was difficult for me, at least, is quiz programs.
Okay.
These are actual quiz programs.
Okay.
And they are from the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
Most of them only aired in the 50s and 60s. So it's not like Password that went on for 200 years.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So here is the first one. Now, this one was new to me, and it's a little bit short because, you know, they didn't have the theme songs always back then. They talked a lot. So here's the first one.
America's favorite fun show with stunts, prizes, and
I can tell you, it's Beat the Clock. Bonus.
Correct. It is Beat the Clock, and that is from 1955 or something like that. It's pretty pretty back there. So
you know what gave it away? The clock.
Well, but I figured it would be even funnier if you didn't know what it was.
Right. Okay.
So, all right. This one I had honestly never heard of. So here we go.
Here is the man about whom Rocky Graziano once said, just another pretty face, Lyle Waggoner.
Rocky Graziano? What did he say? Thank you very much, Tom Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to
What's that?
I wasn't hearing it. I heard Lyle Waggoner, and then it went... Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Introduce a really pretty face, my wife, Sharon.
She's always bright. She's always cheerful. She's always Imogene Poca.
And now my favorite actor, my husband, King.
When the applause comes on, I can't hear it.
Huh. Okay, well, let's start it over, because everyone wants to hear that again.
Uh-huh.
Here is the man about whom Rocky Graziano once said, just another pretty face, Lyle Waggoner.
Rocky Graziano. What did he say? Thank you very much, Tom Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a really pretty face, my wife, Sharon.
Poor McFatty. I'm guessing the Zoom does not like the clapping.
It does.
She's always bright. She's always cheerful. She's always Imogene Poca.
Nothing. The name. Okay. Well, we've belabored this point to death and back.
Yeah. None of that helped me.
Okay. Well, the name of the quiz program is It's Your Bet.
I've never heard of It's Your Bet.
Okay, well, it was filmed in 1969, that episode.
Oh,
all right, this last one. Okay. Yeah, this last one is a big one.
Okay, a big one.
It aired for like 10 or 12 years, so I feel like if you're going to know one, it's this one. So I also never heard of it.
From the North, Granada presents television's general knowledge game of Noughts and Crosses.
It's a little low because it's from the 50s, I believe this one was recorded. Did you hear it?
I heard.
That's the words were unimportant. It was just like from Television City. It's the games of.
From the North, Granada presents television's general knowledge game of Noughts and Crosses.
Television's general knowledge game of Noughts and Crosses.
Well, Noughts and Crosses is tic-tac-toe, so was it tic-tac-doe?
Close. It was the precursor.
Hollywood Squares.
It was also the precursor for that. It's the crisscross quiz.
Oh, never heard of it.
Oh, well.
Well, Noughts and Crosses is British, though.
Well, it said from Television City, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, anyway.
Okay, well, never that was not a fun... That was, well, that, you know...
Well, don't do the 50s anymore. 60s and later.
Well, I have some 80s lined up for next week. I found those when I was doing it today. And, you know, that's my jam. That's my time. So, yeah. Okay. Big Fatty, before we move on, we have a new iTunes review.
Oh, I didn't know we had any... Well, iTunes reviews.
Someone named Kathy B 505 just back in August said, kicking it old school music to my ears. The more bumpas, the better. Okay. So.
Well, I don't know who that is. So, Kathy B 505, let us know who you are. Maybe you could call in. How would she call in if she wanted to?
She could just open the Voice Memo app on her iPhone 11 and, record a little voice letter and mail it to meh@theLFC.online. Knowing Miss Bacon, she'll mail us a cassette tape of it.
She will.
Okay, so but we got another one on September 13th. And to both of you, I'm going to apologize. I don't get notification when we get an iTunes review.
I can't tell you the last time. I'm not even sure I know how to find iTunes.
It's in the podcast app on your computer. Or in iTunes on yours, but you just look at the show's page. But anyway.
Okay.
We got one from G. Chong, and it says, best show ever. I enjoy every minute because it will be over in less than 30 minutes. Part game show, part Apple technology news with a heavy dose of farts. I mean, fun. I wish could give 10 stars because Big Fatty and Larry Veeder are world-class train wrecks. My iPhone 11 is now ruined. Time to buy a new iPhone 12. From Amazon Chinese Review Bot, a.k.a. Ed's Twin, a.k.a. Former Cabana Boy, a.k.a. Glitter Buns, a.k.a. Gravitas.
The Gravitas.
I know.
He was at a Pride 48 Zoom cocktail party one week.
Oh, well, he just doesn't listen to you. I think he listens to a lot of the Pride 48
How
shows.
Dare you.
Yeah.
How dare you.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him not long ago, but, you know, he's very busy. He's gone back to college.
I believe you meant Glavitas.
Well, to me, he's the Gravitas, because, you know, I love my Gravitas. So, Big Fatty.
Say it.
Also on my list that I have now forgotten about because I can't find it anywhere. I just had it. I was so proud of myself. I remembered the iTunes reviews. And now I've forgotten all of the things. Oh, Big Fatty, I feel like we should talk about
a medical malady. Gravitas.
I feel like we should talk about a medical malady report. Have you heard of anyone who's had to be admitted to Walter Reed for getting the coronavirus this week?
Well, I misspoke at the beginning of today's show. I said the helicopter, and I meant the death copter airlifting to Walter Brennan Hospital.
Right. Well, you know, it's a lot.
Shut it. Look,
yeah, I know.
Papini.
But, what a crazy news week. But, I'm going to be on Archer's little show tomorrow, I think.
Is this part of your work release?
Yes.
Community service?
Okay. Everyone's got to pay the price sometime. Pay the piper, if you will. But I do have a little bit of this. Y'all, the weather has been... fat people do not like to be hot. So I'm going to tell you, this has been heaven.
It has.
The high today was like 70. I think it's yeah, we're going to get a little bit of heat next week, a couple of days. But like,
I take that back. It's 70 right now. We've just hit the high.
Well, it's 70 in here because I had to close the window to record this little show.
Right. Now, when you were at the window, did you see a hawk fly by or anything?
I didn't. Okay. He's probably...
How about were the leaf blowers going or the garbage truck coming around?
Why do you think I had to close the goddamn window? It was like someone sawing and hammering out there, and then like a diesel truck, like semi, comes down my street. I don't even know what's going on, but... apparently everything. Okay. Yeah, but you know what else? When are you done with your checking your Grin Doctor?
No, I've got it on right here. It's just let me just show you.
Right. I have no doubt that you do. Ooh. Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Okay. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Or alive!
All right, Big Fatty. I'm ready. Tell me, give me a birthday.
Okay, Josie Bassett.
I'm going to go with alive.
And we would know her from?
Well, she acts in a bunch of the Hallmark Channel movies because she's a Bassett, right? So... her parents would be Carol Bassett.
Right, and she's used to be with Josie and the Pussycats, but
anyway.
No, it's Josie Bassett played Jane Mancini on Melrose Place, and she is still alive.
Oh,
well, how about that?
Good guess.
All right, Mario Lemieux.
I was ready for Mario Lopez. Mario Lemieux. I think I have a help ticket at the coal mine from him, so I'm going with Alive.
Okay. And we would know him from?
Clearly, he was a West Virginia coal miner in the early days.
Very, very, very close.
I know.
Canadian Hockey Hall of Fame, which you should have known that.
I probably should have. Yes.
You should. I know.
You probably pronounced it wrong, and then
no,
now
I'm. Lemieux is correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let me see here. Alan Ludden.
Dead.
And we know him from?
Quiz programs. He was a quiz program announcer.
Quiz program announcer.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Why are you questioning everything I say? I clearly know all the things.
He is dead. Died in 1981. Oh, and he was the host of Password and the husband of Betty White. Too soon. Ray Kroc.
Dead, I think. No. He's alive.
And we would know him from?
You've given me the easy one at the end, so I really appreciate that.
Right.
He is one of the original members of the Eagles.
No, he invented the Crocs. No, he's dead. Okay, he's dead, and he started McDonald's.
I was a little, off with that one. I'm just gonna
off on that one. So you know, I'm just gonna say anyway.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, wow. Okay. Well, wow. That was almost as successful as your quiz program segment.
Neither one of us did very well on the quiz programs today.
Well, it's because I'm so emotionally distraught about.
And why are you emotionally distraught?
Well, because the orange one is in the hospital. Now, quickly. Did you watch the South Carolina senatorial debate last night?
I did.
Now, did you watch it on TV or did you watch it streaming?
Well, I watched it on the TV machine.
Okay. So on TV, did it act like it did with the streaming? One, was Lindsey Graham's mic cutting out constantly?
Yes.
Okay. And two, did the intro just play over and over and over live from Allen University in Columbia, South Carolina?
No.
Okay, it's Carolyn Gadsden, and it just kept playing that and cutting to her, and she's like typing away, and then it would play again, and it would cut back to her, and she's like fixing her hair online. Yeah, it was a hot mess. So
no, that didn't play on TV.
That's a shame because it was a hot mess online because I was upset. I don't know why. Oh, I was working on your quiz program. I was sampling the audio, so I was upstairs with my laptop plugged in to do that, and. Yeah. So what? Now, did you have any impressions? So obviously, it's changed who you're voting for.
Oh well, thank goodness my mail-in ballot hasn't arrived yet because you know.
Have they received your request? By the way.
Yes.
Okay. They haven't acknowledged that they've received mine. So
hey, no, they don't acknowledge it. You have to go online and look.
Well, right. That's what I mean. Like when you click the thing and it says it was sent to you. Like electronically, but it doesn't have a date for receiving my hoist back. So, yeah, I know. Of course, it's going to be ruined. So obviously, I haven't been mailed a ballot, which is going to ruin everything come election day.
Well,
yeah. But were there any quotes that you happened to jot down during the debate?
I didn't jot any quotes down, but I'm sure you did.
First of all, if you don't live in South Carolina or you do and you chose not to watch it, you're smarter than we are, first of all.
Right, right.
Secondly, you should look it up and see Lady G, Lindsey Graham, and the moderator just saying, you're out of time. Over and over, like But every question had the same answer. I don't know if you caught on to that.
Yes, it was, I did. The answers had nothing to do with the question that was asked.
No.
I mean, there may have been one sentence that touched on the question.
Right.
But everything else was just, I ran a restaurant and a bar. And right. I'm the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
Right. You should be afraid of the liberals taking over and, you know, communists, socialists. I mean, it was all the buzzwords. It was quite hilarious. And while I am actually politically a fan of Jamie Harrison, I think he seems to be, I do not know him personally, we're not BFF. He seems to be a decent human being, which, you know, that won't last long at all. Big Fatty, did you notice he brought his own plexiglass bubble?
No, he asked them to provide that.
He
didn't want the Lady G germs.
Right. And I mean, who does? But yeah, like I was like, wait, what is going on when they were doing the pre-show stuff? And I was like, he has put himself in a plexiglass bubble. He said the reason I brought this with me or something, but anyway.
Well, it was a plexiglass kind of screen.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Folding screen.
It was, the whole thing was, I just sat there with my mouth agape.
I don't think anybody's minds were changed.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter what was said, you know. It's what you hear.
Right. So. But you know, the funny thing is, Lady G, what you hear, it's really what he says. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's shocking how, yeah. So, ooh, well, it's going
to
be an interesting
year. I don't like to talk politics. Oh,
right. I don't care about all that.
The only politics I will say is get your ass up and go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote.
There is absolutely no excuse at this point. So
absolutely.
We won't talk about politics again. So yeah, well, this has just been a barrel of monkeys. I mean, fun.
Yes. If those monkeys misbehave, you know, it's probably best to discipline them. And of course, the best way to discipline a monkey is to spank the monkey.
Terrifying.
Miss